Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to have a big in-depth look on this July 5th, 2012 transmission at government run amok. Government bankster run world government, bankster run healthcare. Somebody I've wanted to get on for a long time, Joe Farah, a very interesting journalist, trailblazer in constitutional libertarian alternative media that rivals the biggest mainline. Joe Farah will be joining us to get his take on the healthcare situation, on this big intel they're going to be releasing in about a week and a half on Obama with Sheriff Arpaio and a lot more. And then Russell Blaylock, MD, a retired top brain surgeon, will be joining us to give his expert view on and take on what Obamacare will do. And we'll also open the phones up. And yes, if you're watching on television on prisonplanet.tv, about 98% of people are probably listening on the radio. But if you are watching, before I get a bunch of comments and emails and phone calls, I had a firework accident yesterday. And no, I don't think they should restrict fireworks because I had a fireworks accident, even though it was faulty. Because that's what freedom's all about. I know fireworks are dangerous. So I have my children back, 100 yards. And I bought a bunch of these in Tennessee, driving back from Bilderberg, because they've banned the ones that have sticks in Texas. They've banned selling them here. You can still have them. And I bought a bunch of the old-fashioned rockets. Well, it was little ones. Weren't going off, or they would fire but not take off, with the sticks on them. So about 30 seconds after the third or fourth one was either sputtering and not taking off or not going off, I walked over and picked it up, and it fired in my hand. And I don't know how it burned the outside because it was in my hand. It fired. I guess I let go, and I think some of the molten stuff came out the back. That's why they were misfiring. They were just kind of shooting their wad instantly instead of, a controlled propulsion. That's my best guess, because I look at my hand, there was just molten phosphorus goo on it. And let me tell you, it was quite the experience. And it just reminded me of war, because you see the famous footage in Vietnam, a little girl who's been napalmed running, and she's just got skin hanging off of her. This is probably 1/200th of the burns she had. And there she is just with this look of why? And why is this happening? And I see that in the look of the children all over the Middle East that get killed. Whole villages blown up to kill, quote, one terrorist, as the globalists fund Al-Qaeda to take over the world. They're just killing whoever they want to take the land, take the poppies, take whatever goodies, the oil they want. And then doing it in our name, I just thought, wow. And then I just had that fear every parent has of my children. The car wrecks, knock on wood, I hope they never have. The compound fractures, I hope they never have. The concussions, the pain. But you're not going to escape pain in life. That's the issue. This is some of the worst pain I've ever felt in an extremity. You can kind of cut it off and ignore it. Oh, that's just pain in my hand. What's really bad is occasionally when I have a migraine. I know you've experienced them, some of you out there, and it's like explosions in your head. I've never been somebody who likes pain. I'm not a masochist. I don't like to give pain. I don't like to feel pain particularly. There's good kinds of pain, like when you're jogging and all of a sudden you're in the second wind. But I had this migraine one time that was so bad that it started actually feeling good, like these explosions of pain rolling around on the ground. It's like, at a certain point, I was like, wait a minute, this is kind of cool, actually. It was probably my brain releasing heavy endorphins because of it. But it was very nice to finally get to sleep and to be up. Yeah, that's the little devils. They just put them on screen. That's the little devil right there. I actually got photos and video of the culprits. I don't know if I'm going to put it out, but whatever. We'll just give regulators an excuse to go harass people. Look, when you're dealing with fireworks. I mean, look at the factories that blow up, killing all those kids just to make them. I mean, these are some dangerous things.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we need to shoot the Obama globalist bankster care down in flames. And the only way to beat it is with not a lie, not propaganda, not fake arguments, not dancing around calling it communist or socialist, because that's only one level of it, calling it banker care, scam care, because people won't know what you're talking about. You have to say Obama's banker bailout care. Obama's banking takeover of healthcare care. And then you've got to add that, oh, the bankers, to a man, you don't get in the club of the mega six banks unless you're what? World government promoters. And why do they want a world government? Why are they in charge? Because they want power? Because they're control freaks? What is their religion? What makes them tick? You might want to find out what the rulers of the planet, they're almost in control. They're in control of most areas. They're expanding their control down to your local area with the nanny state, getting you ready for them to have you line up and get frisked and home inspections and drones spying on you. What's their goal? What's their end game? What do they want? What did most other empires do in ancient times? Not because it was a real expression of humankind. It was an expression of aberrant people, as many philosophers have pointed out, scum that rise to the top. They're ugly, vicious, hateful, cancerous people who the women don't want, who nobody wants to hang around with, who are unpopular. And they go and they seek power and they get power. And what is their ultimate expression? What do they always do, from Genghis Khan to Attila the Hun to Adolf Hitler to Lenin and Stalin and Mao and every other one? Every Mayans, Aztecs, Druids, they all demand. What's the most wicked, horrible thing they can demand? What do they always demand? Any of you guys know what they always demand? Sacrifice. That's right. They demand your children. And they first got to get you used to them putting their hands on your children. And, oh, we're going to give them a shot. And, oh, because we care about them, even though all the statistics show it's killing them. By the way, I covered this Tuesday. It felt like a Friday. And all the big Merck documents and that breaking news. Will you ask Rob Dew to give me all that from the Nightly News Tuesday? Because I've got Blaylock coming on, who is a retired brain surgeon, to talk about social self care, but I also want to bring up that big caveat with them, that one of the big pharma companies, in a lawsuit, documents have been released in a lawsuit by their own scientists that wouldn't be part of it, that they fraudulently said these vaccines were protecting people, and it was actually giving them the disease. Really? Really? Like the all over the world, from Pakistan to India to Brazil, the UN, funded by Bill and Melinda Gates, give kids a polio vaccine, and it gives, 47,000, guys, type that in, please, 47,500 children got paralyzed or died last year in India from the vaccine. And, by the way, that's a footnote in the article. Just a footnote. By the way, that wasn't some radio flourish where I say 46 and then I go, oh, wait, it's 47. My brain is a computer just like yours is. Sometimes little ghosts in the machines get in there because the guys last week were researching that article. They're like, we can't find it, 46,000. And they go, oh, here it is, 47,000. So I don't know why I say 46. It's like my brain automatically downgrades how bad things are. People think I'm upgrading how bad things they are. No, my mind downgrades things, and yours does too. In every psychological warfare study that's been published and declassified, they know you downgrade things. British intel document from the 1950s, declassified in the 1980s, republished in a psychology publication. I forget which one. I bought it at Barnes & Noble a decade ago or so. Talked about, if we massacre, say, 2,000 in Africa, if we massacre, yeah, there it is, Bill Gates and 47,500 cases of paralysis. That's a natural news story at Infowars.com, but you can actually link through to the mainstream media articles in there where they just admit it as a minor footnote. Probably have to go down to find some of the original links. Yeah, there's Aaron Dykes's article. Go down, he'll have links to it all. The point is, you don't just believe our site. So all of this is taking place, and it's just a footnote. You know, one child gets kidnapped, they grandstand and say, we want to be able to hack all your communications and take over radio and TV because it might save a child. One child dies, it's a tragedy, 10,000 dies, it's a statistic. But the British intel said, let's say we kill, I think they said 4,000. And they use an example of a British operation to take over some mineral-rich areas, and it said, you know, let's say we kill thousands of children. Like in this case, in the whole villages and people. What we do is we know that's going to come out because we don't control all the press, even though it's Africa. And there's not a lot of press that gets out. So what we do is we announce 7 people were killed. And then later, months later, when the number comes out that it was thousands, the brain will automatically calculate to a lower number. Again, I already could tell they were doing that just watching them. I mean, it's like watching hunting, a particular type of bird. You learn little tricks and things it has. I mean, I'm watching the globalists. I'm watching what they do. They watch us. They study us. They are a predator class that see us as subhuman animals they feed on. And you guys are so stupid in the global elite. You're smart enough to dominate and take control of society because you're like cancer. I mean, is cancer really superior? No, you end up killing the entire body. But, I mean, if you were so smart, you'd know everything you do comes back on you. And I don't even mean in some spiritual way. When you poop in the pool, a.k.a. a Caddyshack, I mean, does that make it nice for you, too? Because, see, that's the attitude that the globalists have sold the general public so that we don't stick together. That it's cool not to stick together, that it's cool to fight, that it's cool to be petty, to be vain, to be mindless, to not see the beauty all around you, to not feel fulfilled, all of this. And they're experts at making you feel like crud so that you treat others like crud. And they say to you, you know what? Now, this is the new order ideology. Go ahead and pee in the pool. In fact, go ahead and poop in it. I mean, I hate to use a gross analogy, but that's what it is. And people are just kind of like, all right. Hey, that was kind of fun. And pretty soon, everybody's doing it. And pretty soon they're saying, hey, the pool's supposed to be black and brown and things floating around in it. And we're like, no, the pool's supposed to be clean. They're like, that's a conspiracy theory. This is good. And of course, that's an extreme sophomoric example, but it will certainly get the point across because you got TSA all over the highways now. You've got them sticking their hands down people's pants, putting people in microwave ovens, pulling colostomy bags off, back to the scatological stuff. Carl Rove, who's listening, is probably excited. And you see all this happening. You see all this unfolding. And they tell you you're the bad one. I mean, take this new federal document that Watson discovered a few days ago that was on Drudge Report the last 2 days, where Homeland Security report lists liberty lovers, that's a quote, as terrorists. World Net Daily also had a similar article in the same document. And it goes, now imagine, it says if you're nationalistic or if you say you love liberty or if you are reverent of individual rights, you're probably a terrorist. You're a bad man. Of course, we have all these other documents saying basically the same thing. Got to get out of the UN sticker, don't like the federal government, think it's too big. You know, basically, if you believe in what America was founded on, common sense, small government, you're a terrorist. I mean, we could have had the headline, DHS says 4th of July is terrorist, because that's in essence, and again, that's in essence what this is. And this is so ridiculous. It's like a pool that everyone has been defecating in, and I'm here saying, I don't want to be in this pool. This is not a good idea. This is dangerous. Hey, this healthcare thing is a tax to banks. The insurance company consortium admits and brags they wrote it and is telling business groups don't fight it because it's going to pump up their stock value. And people are like, well, that's your opinion, Mr. Conspiracy Theorist. And I'm like, listen, it smells real bad. It's floating by. I'm not getting in that water. Look, there's another one right there. And they're like, that's a baby Ruth. They just reach right in and start gobbling it. And I'm like, hey, listen, this isn't Caddyshack. That does not smell like milk chocolate. Okay? I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, that we're in a lot of trouble. And see, here's the key to it all. In every society, and I've studied history big time because it's so interesting. That's when you get real knowledge, when you have a passion for it, not when you're like being made to do it. That's the secret of learning. I know you know that, but other folks out there, some of them don't. I want to reach out to them. The key to all of this is tyrants know human nature, and they want to dominate you because no one likes them, and they're ugly, and they're stupid. Even though they're beautiful on the outside, they're ugly inside. And so they want you to be their slave. And what's the ultimate form of slavery? They want you dead. They want to scorch earth, kill you, get rid of you. They admit this is their plan. But the key to all this is by increment, they get you to accept the tyranny. And then, you know, you see the first thing float by and you say, oh, that's not what it looks like. It's not what it smells like. You see someone doing it in the pool and there's propaganda going, no, they're not. They're putting rose petals in the pool. And you're like, that doesn't look like rose petals. Like, ah, conspiracy theorist. He says we're doing this in the pool. And you're like, but it is. And they're like, oh, really? The television says that it's Hershey's syrup. Again, this is way. And again, this is an absurdist thing I'm saying. It's satire, but it's real. The key is that once they get you to go along with evil by increments and disinformation and corruption, and once they mislabel things as evil that really aren't evil, and once they scramble the language, People get committed to the lie, and so that's why things sink so fast, because the most corrupt in the society automatically become the center of the cultural black hole, and they become the norm. Hell is released, pyramids are erected, children are cut up in pieces.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powders, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And as we wind on down the road, our shadows are taller than our soul. Soon I will produce and release a little video piece breaking down this little piece of poetry and giving you the deeper meanings of it. Tomorrow we have one of the most important pieces of information I have ever transmitted will premiere on this broadcast. We're just going to take a few days to put it together. Aaron, it says it's too important and has almost spent 3 weeks on it. So he was even up here on the 4th of July, I discovered. He didn't tell anybody up here working after he investigated these keys. Now, again, everything is about keys, ladies and gentlemen, unlocking information, keys. And we're all learning. The globalists do not want you to learn. They want to keep you stunted so they can control you. This is part of the ultimate sin. Attacking our DNA, wrecking our genetic code, an unfathomable crime against God's creation, against the very fabric of the universe. What type of entity would do such things? Everything the globalists do, devilish, devil-driven. If the devil isn't real, the devil is real. Evil, pure, crystalline destruction and hatred of all that is good is the ether in which we swim now. Black rivers of pestilent filth are being poured out upon our heads. And then these fake Bible-thumping devils that sell tyranny will sit there and tell you a piece of poetry like Stairway to Heaven is where the devil's at. And I'll break it down. I've decided to do that as well. All right, that's enough. That's enough. This next piece of news here, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get into Homeland Security Report list Liberty Lovers as terrorist. Just another one. And we have Joseph Farah coming up for his maiden voyage with us, the legendary creator of WorldNet Daily that wrote the book on so many levels of alternative media and journalism from a constitutional perspective. Just as Drudge pioneered pioneering. You know, now that I can never, like, find the words to describe something. Drudge pioneered aggregating news and information from a perspective that he thought was interesting and showing the common sense wit of the general public that he would represent and showing that you can't argue with success, that that he understood zeitgeist and was so dedicated to always being first when something comes out and putting it up there, that the sheer dedication of it demanded in universal law massive attention be focused in on it. To the point of the entire establishment media froths in frustration and anger that they cannot set the agenda anymore unless they stage a terror attack or something to get all eyes on what they're doing. They just and Drudge is the bellwether symbol of the tolling bell of the death of the mainstream media. When the Vikings had conquered an area, they'd drop a stone or wood pylon on the beach and bury it with half of it sticking up. And that's basically what Drudge was. Now, no one recognized it back in 1995, 96. It was that first big pylon being leveled into the sands in this archipelago of media systems that the death of the dinosaur media was being heralded and ushered in. But somebody like Joe Farah, because it's important to recognize people that swam upstream against the juggernaut establishment system and were able to not be successful, but were able to prevail and conquer. And people can say, well, they're not hardcore on this issue or that issue. That's your view. That's your opinion. The point is, people like that opened everything up for people like us. Sure, I was around when Drudge was starting off, but I was in one area on Access Television. That's different. People like Drudge and Joe Farah were able to explode onto the scene. Now, Farah was an old-line journalist, run newspapers, magazines all over the country previous to that. And I didn't intend to get off into these guys right now. I just started thinking about, what do I say about Joe Farah? And that's what came out, because that's what's true. No teleprompters. Nothing but the lightning bolts of liberty striking out like flame in the night at the enemy, at the lie. Then there's a burst into flame. The devil doesn't have the fire. God has the fire. God has the power. We'll be back. Stay with us. Big news straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy-to-store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable, the more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are constantly suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural nutritional supplement that aids ailing bodies, usually within weeks. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects from prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Visit HBExtract.com to learn more. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. Visit HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. 295-5305.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I want to fly like an eagle to the sea, into the future. We are flying into the future with a direct line to the past and all our ancestors. Every child that was raised and put into the future, and then they raised children and put us into the future. You have a direct physical connection through your parents, their parents, all the way back to the beginnings of our species that your very bones know is a very ancient species. To the sea. Worldwide transmission. Maybe I should have fireworks blow up my hand more often and get no sleep, because I think I'm pretty fired up today. And if you just joined us and don't know what I'm talking about, I'm going to talk about this briefly and then shut up about it, because we're getting all sorts of Twitters and comments and questions. The video is up at the Alex Jones channel. It's up at InfoWars.com. And no, I'm not trying to imitate, you know, those shows where they ride bicycles down hills and flip over people. I just thought it was interesting after it happened and thought I would shoot a YouTube of it. As you know, I do that quite often, especially when I have a day off. I have the story up at InfoWars.com. fireworks explode in man's hand. And what really happened is, again, briefly, and then I'm going to get into all the big news here ahead of our guest joining us. Yeah, it's not a joke, though, when it happens to you. I was out at the lake with my family. My parents were up there cooking hamburgers, you know, all the evil Americana-type stuff that extremists do. And we even had some American flags with us, you know, just like feeling the nostalgia as it all circles the drain thanks to the New World Order takeover and the occupation and all the collaborators. I think it's so fun to, you know, join the tyranny team. And I bought, driving back from Bilderberg, a bunch of fireworks in Tennessee, one of these big mega stores. And there were like four guys in the store, two of them were listeners, they were real nice. They're like, you really want all these fireworks? How about these? And I was like, no, I like all these old-fashioned ones that are, you know, the little rockets on a stick. And they're like, okay. Well, and that's not a photo of what I bought. That's just one they got off the internet if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. And so, to make a long story short, I stick it in the sand up by the lake. I'm lighting them, and they're not going off. Or they explode on the ground, and they're just little, you know, things that go up and pop. Some of them had little parachutes in them. But it was daytime stuff. It hadn't even gotten dark yet, so I had a bunch of other fireworks. I was like, well, I think I'm cured today of these. I just watched the neighbors and people shooting them off. And so witnessing all of this and also watch people on their boats and, again, people that were out there at the beach and just, you know, all around shooting them off. And the reason I go back to this is I'm still trying to figure out exactly what happened because I'm not an idiot. You know, I don't sit there and have a Roman candle and then, you know, just drop it on the ground right after I think the last shot has gone out. Or just because it says 10 shots, I don't just drop it when 10 shots go out the end. I know to sit there and wait about another minute and then, you know, lay it down aiming away from people and things. But these weren't Roman candles. And so I stick it in the ground. I light three or four of them. They either blow up or they sputter and shoot a bunch of, you know, molten fireworks propellant. I guess it's phosphorus or something, or molten, what's the stuff that goes on the heads of matches? Sulfur. I'm having one of those moments where I can't, I think the fatigue might kick in here soon. But the point is, I didn't get much sleep last night with this third-degree burns all over my hands, all over this hand. And I light the fuse. It burns up kind of for a second. And I walk over and I go, another one. This is about 35, 40 seconds after. I grab it to look at why it's not, you know, what's wrong with these? And, boy, it goes off. Classic mistake. And I don't know how it shot out of my hand, like I said, and then burned the outside down to the bone in one spot. And it shot out all this molten garbage on my hand. So I guess that's what happened. It shot out and then just shot its propellant onto my hand. And it's not that big of an issue myself. It just really made me think about children in warfare who have things hundreds of times worse than when I are burned like this or burned down to their ribs. Those famous film shots of children who've been napalmed, and you see their ribs, and the napalm is burned right through their ribs, and the skin is hanging off 3-4 inches off their arms, and they're running down the road. And I just thought about the incredibly bad mojo, reap what you sow, whatever you want to call it, that brought upon us. And so that's why it's a spiritual law, and the globalists know this, that for every great evil they do to other countries in our name, they have to abort so many of us. And they talk about this. They talk about balance. They have to kill so many of us. And then damage so many of us with the vaccines and the GMO because they want to kill all these other people. They want to kill us, too. And the globalists do all these weird rituals at Skull and Bones of Bohemian Grove. I've infiltrated it. I've seen it myself. And I've seen the footage ABC News got at Bohemian Grove I got the Bohemian Grove footage at Skull and Bones. They take this very serious. These are weird Faustian rites where they transmute all of the bad they've done. They go, we know, you know, the universe is coming after us for all the bad things we've done. So we're going to put it onto this child we're going to burn. And those world leaders around me in that crowd watching it were more religiously focused than Baptist churches I've been in. I mean, they were focused in vicious power sucking enjoyment. Teeth grinding, just for like an hour and a half. And again, the real ritual went on when they brought the casket on the back of this wagon with these horses drawing it over to these big billowing, because I saw them during the day, black curtains. And for about 10 minutes, something went on over there. Then they bring the effigy of a child out, have a boatman Choron bring it across in front of the big idol and then burn it, and it screams in pain and all this. But it's care. It's dull care. It's their conscience. It's the bad they've done. It's the cares of the world. It's all the bad they've done coming back on them. And then by the end, they have a voodoo marching band, a New Orleans style stuff go on. They have druidic priests and all that earlier. But at the end, it's, fireworks. And, wasn't that nice. But early on, it's from the ages of Tyre and the rending of the fortresses. May the spirits now arise and join us here. The old men are, that's who they are. And they just love when they go to a mall or something. It's just to see people with their, spots all over their skin. And they see a child with their hair falling out, dying of cancer. They get a little enjoyment look on their face, little satisfaction. So much satisfaction in it all. And the satisfaction just goes on and on and on and on and on. On the rending of everything good, the mutilating of everything strong, the pulling down of everything healthy and good, and just the black armies of death spreading out across the globe. The burning villages, the murdered children, the skin falling off their flesh, writhing in pain, the troops dying slowly of DU poisoning, sucking in the death. The globalists love that. Guard their opium, kill and slaughter whole villages, and then come back and die excruciating, horribly painful deaths, and have children with all sorts of birth defects from all the DU in your body. They love it. They absolutely, totally, and completely enjoy it. Sounds dark, doesn't it? Now, ladies and gentlemen, I have seen the enemy. I have studied them. I know their heart. People that are into evil think that those of us that are truly good, doesn't mean I'm a good person, doesn't mean I'm not full of the flesh, doesn't mean I don't have my own problems and my own struggles. But I, in my heart, love what is good, and I am not a person who lives in fear. And I know the creator of the universe knows me as knows the entire creation. And I am not part of these people. I make the spiritual decision to not be part of evil. And that doesn't mean I'm on some high horse and follow all the Pharisaical rules. Again, the system is very good at telling you evil is admiring a woman. And I'm not even saying in the final equation, if you're betrothed, obviously that is bad because then it hurts children. But the idea that life, the lover of life, is not the sinner. It's very important to understand that. It's the haters of life. Those that kill, steal, and destroy. That's evil. That's sin. War is sin. When it is started. Period. Offensive war is absolute, pure, distilled evil. And this nation has this pride in offensive war. I see men that get a gleam in their eye like the F-16s and the drones, the predators, the reapers, and the black uniforms. Oh, the power. Oh, you're so powerful. Oh, see, they worship the dark flame of evil. They worship the majesty of death. I say there's no majesty in it all. The only majesty in death is when you've laid down your life for innocence. That's the only majesty in death. But death wantonly spelled out against life for the sake of death is pathetic. fact, radio listeners, and I'll get to the news, I will draw an image of the devil. I think I should start, because images are powerful. You know, the government wants to be these big marble buildings and Air Force One and Secret Service guys with aggressive James Bond stances and the president strutting and everything's a big act and, oh, the government's invincible and huge and beautiful and just unstoppable. It's all a hoax and a fraud. And the culture builds up the devil as this incredibly powerful entity. The devil is a crazed-eyed person, creature that looks about like a concentration camp victim with pus dripping out of its little vampiric mouth. Let me draw an image of the devil here for you. That's some pus dripping out the eye. This is what the devil looks like. And that's why the devil wants to make you spiritually look like that as well. That's why the devil wants to pull everything down and tell you that what is good is bad and what is bad is good, that black is white, that up is down, that wrong is right. All right, let me just give you the news here. This story is viral. KJCT. Passengers could be asked to give drink samples to TSA. The TSA would not say why they're testing for or why they're doing it, but travelers say they have a right to know. Okay, Watson saw this story, wrote about it, it went viral at that point today, but my issue here with this is that I thought long and hard when I saw this morning, because we've talked about this. This has been going on at least 3 years. I, at Austin Bergstrom and other airports, Atlanta, also at Liberty, there in New Jersey, I have seen them, and I'm sure you've all seen it, but I'm sure there's footage of it out there. They have carts now at the gate. You've already gone through the checkpoint, and they've got people now at the actual gate bugging their eyes out at you with their hands behind their back like they're intimidating you. That's what it's all about. They admit that in their internal memos to, quote, be imperious, imperial, overlording. It's to get you perping. It's to train non-criminal classes of people that you're criminals. It's to induct you into bureaucrats putting their hands on you. This is the breaking. Just like a pedophile, you know, touches a child to test. They're just hiking their leg on you and marking you as their whore. They are your pimp. They are your master now. They are breaking you. They are bringing you on the journey to total serfdom, slavery, servitude, chattel, bond slaves. They're teaching you to fear them. And it's freaking everybody out because I guess they're expanding it everywhere. But I've seen it. I've seen it almost every time I fly. Pushing around carts, testing for things. And I've seen it at Austin Bergstrom. This had to be like 2 years ago. I was sitting there eating barbecue before I got on the plane. Salt Lake barbecue. And they were coming along with a cart. And they came over to a woman. They always, wolves are attracted to people that they think are weak. A woman with children. And asked for her water. And she looked at him and she pointed. She was about 30 feet away, but I could watch what she was, you know, watch what she was saying. Couldn't really hear it all. And she was pointing, going, I bought it here. I've already gone through the checkpoint. And they bowed up and they said, give it to me. And then they decided, you know what? Just take a drink. And so she took a drink. And I've watched other people get real apologetic. I've watched them with 2 ounces of something, which is they're allowed to take on, scream at them in Billings. This is their religion. And so now people are starting to wake up to what's happening. But TSA demands bizarre new power to test drinks purchased in airports. I mean, I can open the phones up right now and take unlimited calls. You've all seen it. Business travelers, you've seen it. I fly out of Austin. I fly out anywhere now. There's a guy at the gate out there checking things as you're lined up or right at the fuselage as you go down the gangway. Out, there'll be a person bugging their eyes out at you. And so you can't bring your own drinks through. So you go through and you go, you want a sandwich, you want a bottle of water, You get it. You're about to make a six-hour flight or whatever the case is, four-hour flight. And they come over. And I've also seen them once in a food court. This was in Atlanta. And there were people. It was like a Burger King and McDonald's. I honestly don't remember which container, I mean, which company it was. The point is, it was a paper cup with the top, and they walked over and were talking to people and demanding a sample to test it. The people were going, what? It's about, hey, everything you do is wrong. Everything you do is criminal. And the more obscene, the more ridiculous, the better. Why do you think in the Marine Corps, when you're going through drill camp, they make you do all sorts of weird things? You've seen in Full Metal Jacket where they have to do weird things. This is my rifle. This is my gun. This is for fighting. This is for fun. That actually, at least in the past, went on. Weird sexual stuff and things. It's about, if I say jump, you say, how high? Yes, a boss. And if you don't say it, I'm going to knock you upside your head with this bullwhip. How does that sound? You understand that. And it's all cult programming. After you've been broken down, then you're told you're no longer worm garbage. You're now, you know, you step and fetch it to TSA. They're going to treat you nice. Now we come back. Liberty lovers are the main terrorists.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable, the more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Attention all U.S. drivers. Do you own a vehicle with less than 150,000 miles with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all? In order to aid the American people with saving thousands on future auto repair costs during these hard economic times, VSC America is now offering an affordable, low-cost coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage. Those who qualify will have all future covered auto repair bills paid directly to the repair shop for them. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included with all plans. All this at a fraction of what many dealerships are charging.
So call now for your free 5-minute quote and see if you qualify. The number to call is 1-800-493-7561. 800-493-7561. Again, that's 1-800-493-7561.
We're back live. I was going to get into Homeland Security report list, Liberty Lovers as terrorists. We're going to do that with Joe Farah, amongst other things. But Rob Dew, I saw Rob Dew down by the water cooler, and he said, oh, yeah, you know, you have us fly a lot to interviews. We see that all the time. Well, next time, get footage of it, because all the time, I saw the new zombie rounds they're selling. Like 3 months ago, all it is super double-aught buck, basically military-type buckshot.
doesn't a bigger kick when you pull the trigger. And I thought, man, that's a good news article. I bought some, meant to have the guys do it. And a month later, it was big national news. Mm-hmm. We got to go with our instincts, not just to get big national news, but what's important.
Right.
That's probably why I never did anything with the zombie rounds. Why is that really important? Well, it shows how they're getting into this whole zombie culture and how what they program, people start to behave like.
They're making a zombie theme park in Detroit right now.
Exactly. And that was my next point. I meant to cover that on Monday. On this TSA front, it's about mindlessly doing what they say. They now even do searches at the gate.
Mm-hmm.
Why did I never videotape that? Because that's never been on the news. Why? I mean, they do swabbing, but you have seen what I'm talking about. But you saw something I haven't seen where people beg to prove they're minions.
Right.
Yeah. And see, that's the behavior they're looking for. Stockholm Syndrome. Tell folks what you saw.
It was literally bizarre. Waiting in line to get in, it's a Southwest Airlines flight, and they had the TSA.
Do you remember where?
It was in Austin. It was in Austin. We were taking off somewhere. I think I was with Aaron, probably with Aaron because we traveled the most together. I remember seeing the cart and, they walk up to someone, sir, let me check your drink. And they hold the little slip over it, whatever it's got. It detects for bomb residue and they hold that over the drink and they say, okay, you can cap it up. And they did it to somebody else. And then this old lady walks up. She goes, can you test mine? I mean, it's literally this little old lady voice. I couldn't believe it. You know, we're actually walking to get on the plane and I didn't want to, obviously I didn't want to get drug into a search or I would have taped it. But next time I'll just tape it and we'll just let the chips fall where they
may. It's easy. Just get it up and get ridiculous footage of it because this is now quote breaking. I've seen this at least for 3 years.
Oh yeah. Yeah. This was a while back because I haven't traveled in a while and it was sort of in the middle of when we were traveling,
It was when I was on that jag getting video of everybody for like two films I never made.
Exactly.
But we just aired all the interviews anyways.
There's a lot of good interviews. I mean, and what I like about that is that we usually when we do a video or a DVD, they don't get to see the whole interview. They get to see like parts of it. Well, here you get to see the whole thing and a lot of information that people are putting out there.
Well, that's why I haven't made a film in 2 years. I mean, we make films every week. They're like 20 minutes long, an hour long. We're just blasting in all directions. Production quality's even higher.
Yeah.
It's just blasting, blasting, blasting. But I do need to make a film just because they get seen 30, 40 million times instead of a half million times. But you add up all the little films, it's more views, which is what I want, is to get the word out.
Right.
But the films, it does have this event feeling. For whatever reason, people see it as a film.
It's time to go watch it. Get everybody together. And
Yeah. But, I mean, every day is a film. Every day is. We have, like, somebody's three-hour-long nightly news now.
I watched Dreams of a Real Father this morning. I got up at 7. I'm like, well, nobody's up. I'm going to watch this. And I watched it. I was blown away by it.
You've been so busy. You know why I was flipping out then?
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, we have in the TSA shirts, not just in the Fed shirts, available at Infowars.com, Infowarsshop.com. That supports us. And the reason I say that is we have Dreams of My Real Father. It's not even on sale till July 24th. We got contacted by the filmmaker, and they've been allowed to sell it early. I don't know why they just dropped that in our. I never even asked the guy, why are you letting me sell it first?
He knows you're the tip of the spear.
I mean, I guess that's a good thing for everybody because we got a big gas tank to fill around here. Infowarsshop.com or 888-253-3139. But it's good now that this is breaking. I mean, I'm not like, oh, this is going on 3 years. It's finally local news covers it, so now it's real. Right. Now we're allowed to talk about it.
Right.
Because KJCT8 said so.
They gave us permission.
I mean, remember TSA for years said, we don't grope. Oh, you just go down the pants. I mean, that's not groping.
Yeah.
And exactly. A rape victim start crying, that's their problem.
Right.
Just because they have to tell you when something is a problem. So, but again, TSA won't say why they do it.
Well, and the whole ashes spilling incident, too. Where they dump
and, then,
the
hey, I'm gonna,
and then yell at the guy.
And then laugh at it, because it's about power.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
I'd seen the Ingevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the Ingevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months.
Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.